Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you here, with you each day, Monday through Friday, 12:04, with my friend and engineer, producer Ray Allen. Together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. We're getting it going this afternoon, Thursday afternoon, September the 29th. Hope the week has gone well for you. Our live line number, 790-2040. If you've got calls, if you have questions and comments, we will be delighted to take your call. We invite you to become a friend of ours on Facebook. In addition, you can follow us on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. We come to you from AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We've got worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, and the station's fine website, kvoi.com. And of course, we have all of our podcasts and pretty much the complete show archive since we've been doing this program for almost 6 years now. It's available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. United States Representative Ann Kirkpatrick, a Democrat representing Arizona's 1st Congressional District, is challenging longtime United States Senator Republican John McCain. And Congresswoman Kirkpatrick joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Congresswoman, how are you today?
Very good, Bill. Nice to be in Arizona. Thank you so much.
Well, it's good to have you with us. How would you characterize where we are at this stage of the campaign as you do your very best to try to retire John McCain?
Well, I tell you, I travel all over the state of Arizona, you know, just listening to people and their concerns. And, you know, I'm fighting for Arizona's working families. I hear from people about education, about getting the DREAM Act passed, about making the VA better for our veterans. And it's clear that Arizonans want new principled leadership, someone willing to put politics aside, do whatever is best for our state. It's all about putting Arizona first. And Bill, you know, we've talked about this before. My Arizona roots go way back on both sides of my family. My dad's family were Democrat businessmen in the White Mountains, and my mother's family were Republican ranchers. But you know, that background has given me an ability to listen to both sides, bring them together, and come up with bipartisan solutions. That's what people want. They want solutions.
Your team put out quite a long list today in a news release saying that John McCain has turned his back on Arizona, and in this news release, you say that he has completely ignored his hypocrisy-filled record. What are some of the issues that you think he's really let down Arizonans on?
Yeah, you know, I'm on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. I've been working with Congressman Gosar on the I-11. We've been doing that together, working together, and the Sonoran Corridor. These projects are about improving our infrastructure and helping create jobs in southern Arizona. I mean, I will say, I also fought to save the A-10, you know, but, you know, it's really just about, you know, bringing our folks together. One of my most recent accomplishments was passing my VA Whistleblower Act. Now, I was one of the first to call for an inspection of the Phoenix VA when I heard the allegations there. We wouldn't have known what was going on had not brave, courageous whistleblowers come forward and let us know. So, been fighting for years to protect them. Just got that legislation passed out of the House of Representatives. But also remember, I did a field hearing in Tucson at the Tucson VA. We wanted to hear directly from veterans about PTSD and their access to mental health care. So, been doing just a lot of on the ground work on behalf of Arizonans in southern Arizona.
790-2040. If you would like to join in the conversation, feel free to do so. Some of Senator McCain's ads, and in fact, I think most of them, have said Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick, too liberal for Arizona. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, you know, in spite of what your viewers are seeing on, or your listeners are seeing on television, I actually have one of the best bipartisan records in Congress. So, you know, I actually have a rating that's actually fairly low in terms of partisanship. And so those ads are just misleading.
Let's talk a little bit about an area you definitely disagree with Senator McCain about, the minimum wage proposal. This is one of our kind of our two marquee proposals that people will be voting on in Arizona. The other pertains to legalization of a small amount of marijuana. How do you feel about raising the minimum wage?
Yeah, I am very supportive of that. Look, folks who are working 40 hours a week should not live in poverty. I favor raising it to $15 an hour. Look, these are workers and customers. They spend that whole check, so it benefits Arizona businesses, and you get a lot of mileage out of a dollar.
Well, I know that the latest polling shows that by about a 2-to-1 margin, Arizonans would like to see the minimum wage raised. Folks that are in the restaurant owners say it will just really hurt them, and small businesses feel that that also would be a bad idea. What do you say to those people?
You know, I've heard that criticism, you know, from a number of businesses, but I've also seen, numbers from other researchers that, you know, this is a good thing. It's important to raise the rate gradually, so the economy and small businesses have time to adjust. That's how we can address that.
Let's leave the campaign for a moment and talk about an issue that actually this just came down today. You're co-sponsoring the Greater Grand Canyon Heritage National Monument Act. What would that specifically do?
Yeah, I've been working with Congressman Grijalva on that, and I'm a co-sponsor. It would really protect the Grand Canyon watershed up in northern Arizona. And one of the real differences, I will tell you, between me and Senator McCain is that I oppose uranium mining at the Grand Canyon. He supports it. So this monument designation would strengthen the support for the opposition to uranium mining.
A lot of people think the Grand Canyon is just something that will be preserved forever, but they don't realize, do they, that there are portions of that real estate that is endangered.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a ban on uranium mining up there right now, but it's not permanent. So I've been pushing to make it permanent.
Let's go to the live line. One of our listeners, Matthew, would like to ask Congresswoman Kirkpatrick a question. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yes, Congresswoman Kirkpatrick, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you your thoughts about the poster that the Arizona Republican Party and I guess its chairman, Robert Graham, had delivered to your office. You know, for southern Arizonans who experienced January 11th, you know, that sort of hit home very personally because, you know, Gabby and what happened to Ron Barber and the rest of the staff and her constituents that day, it really brought back a lot of memories for people and drew a lot of attention here in southern Arizona. Are you satisfied that Senator McCain and his staff did enough to criticize that poster, and are you satisfied with how that was done? Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew. No, in fact, you know, in spite of calls from Gabby and Mark Kelly and Ron Barber calling McCain to denounce that, he didn't say anything for a long time. And when he finally said something, he said, "Oh, you know, politics is tough." And I agree with you, Matthew. Look, that's a day I will never forget. Gabby was a mentor of mine when I was in the state legislature, also in Congress. And I continue to be devastated by what happened that day and the lives that were lost. I mean, this is a serious issue, and I think it was insensitive, distasteful, brutal for the Republican Party to put that poster out. But what's worse is that John McCain has not condemned it.
So there has not been any kind of an apology?
I'm sorry?
There has not been any kind of an apology?
There has not been, no. No apology. The only thing he said is, oh, politics is tough.
Okay. Let's take a pause right here, 790-2040, if you would like to join in the questioning. We will hear more from Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick and get more about her challenge to U.S. Senator John McCain after we take a break at pretty much exactly 12:15 on The Buckmaster Show.
What is Zauschneria? Come find out at Tona Chule's Fall Plant Sale. Tona Chule's Fall Plant Sale will have an extensive offering of both the typical and the unusual, from native, cold, hardy, and adopted plants, from agaves to Zauschneria. Make plans to attend Saturday, October the 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday the 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The plant sale is located in the propagation area at 7211 Northern Avenue, the first street west of Ina and Oracle intersection. For more information, visit tonachule.org.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport, and when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights, and with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in T-U-S. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on a Thursday afternoon. A program note, tomorrow our Friday Focus interview, certainly very topical. Chris Magnus, Chief of the Tucson Police Department, will be our Friday Focus interview, and I will be joined in the questioning by Tim Steller, the award-winning columnist for the Arizona Daily Star. Let's go back to the live line right now. Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick talking about her challenge to longtime United States Senator John McCain. One area that certainly you differ with Senator McCain is health, and what Senator McCain has been really pounding relentlessly, criticizing the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as he has run for reelection. Is Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, was it a good thing, Congresswoman?
Yeah, you know, we don't want to go back to the days, Bill, when people got kicked off their insurance because they exceeded the cap or they couldn't get health care for their family for pre-existing conditions. You know, I'll just tell you, I mean, I was at a wedding not too long ago, and the father of the bride pulled me aside, and he said, you know, Ann, he says, you know, I'm a Republican. He said, I voted against you because of your health care vote. He said, I was wrong, because he, after that, after voting against me, contracted cancer and was able to get insurance because he couldn't be denied for a pre-existing condition. He said to me, tears streaming down his face, he said, I wouldn't be here today to walk my daughter down the aisle without Obamacare. But let's be clear. There are problems. You know, it's been 6 years since it passed, and there are things we need to do to fix it.
Yeah, and what are some of the major things that you would, if elected U.S. Senator, that you would push to fix?
One of the biggest things, biggest concerns I hear from people right now is the increase in prescription drug costs. And that's something we really need to do. You know, we hear these stories of people not filling their prescriptions, you know, dividing their medication, asking pharmacists what they can skip and what they can't. And so, you know, that's a daily concern to many, many folks, probably many of your listeners, and something that we could work together in a bipartisan way and find a solution.
Let's talk about foreign affairs. The ISIS issue certainly is not going away. What is the Ann Kirkpatrick answer to terrorism?
Well, look, terrorism is our biggest threat, our biggest danger. You know, and the real danger is that terrorists could get a nuclear weapon or a nuclear bomb. So we need to hunt down and kill terrorists. We need a two-prong approach. We need to destroy their supply lines, and we need to stop them from importing or exporting terrorism. So it is, it's real, and it's really on people's mind. And we know we've got to do better and use our military and our intelligence to stop them and hunt them down and kill them.
I see we've got over 600 Americans going back to Iraq. They'll be in a support role. Is that a good move, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's okay to have, you know, special forces there in an advisory role. But I don't agree that we need to keep sending more troops over there. You know, we send more troops, we just give them more targets. And troops, remember, ground troops are sent to hold the ground. But I do favor sending over special forces. We've got really good trained people.
Let's talk a little bit about, you do honor, I'm sure, Senator McCain's service, but you just feel that 33 years in the Senate is long enough. Is that kind of the bottom line there?
Well, he's changed. You know, he's over and over again indicated that he's out of touch with Arizonans, and the fact that he continues to support Donald Trump in spite of the divisive, hateful things that he has said. Trump has said he keeps saying, "No, I support him. I support him." But yet he's also said that Trump supporters are crazies. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You need to take a stand. And I will tell you that what I hear from people is they can't believe John McCain didn't stand up to Donald Trump when Trump insulted him. And they just say, you know, if he won't stand up for himself, he won't stand up for us.
What did you think of the first presidential debate? What were some of your thoughts on that?
You know, I honestly didn't get a chance to watch any of it. I was traveling, and I've been on the road so much, I haven't even had a chance to watch it on the internet. But I do hear that from people everywhere I go that Hillary did a good job and that Trump didn't. I guess he said some pretty damaging things.
Well, I know that certainly one of the areas that Hillary Clinton hit Donald Trump on was issues pertaining to women, and so that could be a big issue.
I heard that. I heard that he criticized a woman who won a beauty pageant because she'd gained weight. That hits close to home.
How about the continuing resolution now that it looks like the government will not be shutting down? That's good news, isn't it?
That is good news. Yeah, happy to see that passed.
What was possibly going to hold that up? What was the problem?
The funding, two problems there. The funding for the Zika, to fight against the Zika virus, and then the funding to bring clean water to Flint, Michigan.
How about the override, the first override in the Obama administration, the veto of the 9/11 victims bill? Where did you come down on that?
Yeah, I support that. I voted for it. You know, I'll be honest with you, Bill. We had a death in our family this week, and I came home a couple of nights ago to be with my daughters. So I wasn't there for the override vote, but I would have voted to override the veto.
And I am sorry about that death in the family. I believe this was your former husband, who is the father of your two daughters. So that certainly was a difficult, or is a very difficult time for you.
It's been a tough time for us. He was in intensive care for a month, so it's been a rough time. In spite of that, I continue to do my job. During that, I got my Whistleblower Protection Act passed and then signed on to Congresswoman Grijalva's legislation for the Grand Canyon National Monument.
What do you think?
Despite political challenges, I'll keep doing my job.
I know you're going to have at least one televised debate. The PBS station Channel 8 in Phoenix will be carrying that coming up. How do you kind of characterize the tone of this campaign? Would you say it's been nasty, or how would you characterize it?
Well, it's certainly a campaign of contrast between me and John McCain, and contrast not only on our fight for Arizona, but on how we deal with national security issues. You know, John McCain's answer to everything is send in more troops. And my direction is, you know, let's use our cybersecurity. You know, Fort Huachuca has just a fabulous cyber command center, and that's the way we fight 21st century wars. John McCain's, you know, still fighting 1950s style wars, and that's a big difference between us, but there are many, many contrasts.
Where can people find out more about the campaign?
They can go to my website, KirkpatrickForSenate.com, and they can send me an email. If they have questions, just send me an email. We'll get back to them.
All right. Ann Kirkpatrick, thank you very much. And again, Congresswoman, my condolences for this loss in your family. It's always
thank you.
That kind of thing is always very difficult. We've most of us have all been through those kinds of situation, and our very best to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you much, very much, Bill. Thank you so much.
All right. Ann Kirkpatrick with us on The Buckmaster Show. We're coming up on 12:29. And again, I want to remind folks that we'll be talking about policing tomorrow. Christopher Magnus, the chief of the Tucson Police Department, will join Tim Steller of the Arizona Daily Star. And our congratulations to Tim, the winning top columnist for a daily paper. That was the Newspaper Association of Arizona. Not sure exactly what the title of that association is, but they handed out their annual awards. And Tim was the big winner. As was Jim Nintzel for a non-daily newspaper. Nintzel won some big awards, too. So anyway, we'll be right back on The Buckmaster Show.
If you're ready to landscape it, light it, floor it or store it, paint it, plant it, drill it or grill it, better get to Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, September 30th through October 2nd, with free TCC parking. Brought to you by Patio Pools, Kinetico, Mattress Firm, TEP, Russet Southwest Corporation Heating and Air Conditioning, Central Pet, and the Gadsden Company. Discount coupons at sabahomeshow.com. Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show. It's the best home show ever built.
As a local manufacturer of windows and doors, American Openings would like to recognize another local business, Williams & Associates. Burt Williams and his team have just received the 2016 National Promotional Products Family Business of the Year Award. This national recognition is given out annually to only one of 20,000 companies within the industry. American Openings is grateful to Burt and the entire staff at Williams & Associates for helping businesses grow and employ more people, because the cure to poverty is a job.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, we'll talk with Tucson's Police Chief Christopher Magnus. Our Friday roundtable features Tim Steller of the Star and Mari Herreras of the Tucson Weekly. Matt Russell hosts Weekend Watch. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's voice, and always on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. So much to do over there. If you're looking for a great weekend getaway, this weekend, why not? 3-hour road trip, that's not too bad. Pretty easy drive over on I-10. Take a left at Lordsburg and just head up to Silver City. There's a lot to do, including the really, really beautiful Gila National Forest and Wilderness. They've had great rain over there, as we have. That means it looks really green, and the aspen trees are turning at that high elevation. So nice weekend if you're headed that way. SouthwestNewMexico.org has the full listing of the many places. There's a couple dozen great places to stay and at least that many things to do, several dozen opportunities to recreate in Silver City. We continue to meet the candidates for the legislative districts. We have legislative district number 9. That includes Central Tucson, the Catalina Foothills, and the Casas Adobes area. There are 3 candidates, 2 Democrats, Pamela Powers Hanley and the incumbent, State Representative Randy Fries. Those are the 2 Democrats. And the Republican challenger is with me in studio now, Anna Henderson. Anna, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
You are a small business owner.
Yes.
And tell me about why you decided to, as they say, I know it's a cliche, throw your hat in the ring to get into the political arena. Why?
Well, it was a process that started out with me discovering information for myself. And that led me to do what I normally do for a living. I'm a graphic designer, and I've had my own business since 2003. I've worked in commercial printing. And that process is research and discovery. So I was in that mode, taking me all the way up to the legislature and discussing education, which is one of the things that I have an emphasis on, as well as economy. I'm a business owner, and putting those things together through that learning process, I knew so much that I could not ignore it. In fact, there was a pivotal moment where I was testifying in front of the Senate Education Committee one day, and so did a 5th grade student who spoke from the heart with no notes. And none of the news media told his story that day because it didn't fit their narrative. And I was very upset, and I shared that with my husband, much to his demise. And that was the day he said, "I see how much this means to you. I think you should run for office. I think you could make a difference." Now, that didn't mean I jumped at it, because I have worked. I'm a native Tucsonan. I have worked with other candidates in the past, city as well as congressional, and I knew what that meant, and I had already.
Well, you knew
been,
the time constraints alone
right.
are huge.
Well,
you know, especially
you know,
with your own business and everything. Yeah.
And being in being in marketing and graphic design and working with businesses and putting it all together.
Right.
I know that there are problems that we have to solve, you know, whether it's just the community issues or it's the, you know, the perspective or the branding of the Republican Party, et cetera. Those are not something that you can ignore if you want to win an election. So there was a lot to be addressed, not to mention the fact that if you're going to run for office, you really do need to have that conversation with your family, with your loved ones. If you don't have their support, you know, that's not a good idea. What motivates a person? What motivates me?
What was the story, bottom line, of the young person who testified that you said really didn't get covered by the media?
He was very upset about how his life had changed overnight because of the introduction of the Common Core system.
Mm.
So, yes, that turned a lot of things upside down for a lot of people because it's not just about standards. It's also about the methodologies and limiting the choices by which they are going to teach a new curriculum.
Education, you say, obviously one of your top priorities. What would you do to improve the educational situation here in Arizona?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the research and discovery process is where I started. Mm-hmm. And so when you actually want to solve a problem, you really need to know what the problem is. So I spent time going county to county, listening to teachers, listening to parents, talking to administrators, spending time in site council meetings, parent-teacher organizations, school board meetings. That's where you find the answer, not Washington, D.C., and not a political party, and not from talking points. So that part of the problem has given me all kinds of insight. I can't really speak to specifics today as to what I would do, because another problem that we've seen currently and repetitively is people reaching for a Band-Aid. When you change one thing in this very complicated issue, you better know what the unintended consequences are, or you're just creating another mess. And so, yes, my biggest goal is, once elected, to be on that House Education Committee and to be having even more in-depth conversations with the legislative side. Currently, I've focused on the people that I work for, my boss, the people of District 9. Somebody needs to be listening to them, and then you have to actually match that information when you're sitting at the table at the legislature. And a lot of those details are arduous, they're not glamorous, and it needs to be done. And so I feel that I've done things already to make a difference by opening those doors of communication.
Anna Henderson is with us. How do you differ? Obviously, you're Republican. Your two opponents are Democrats. But other than that, the R and the D, how do you differ from your two opponents?
Very much so.
Give us a couple of examples.
First of all, I don't demonize the other party. I don't blame everything evil on Democrats. There are wonderful people who are Democrats. I've spoken to many of them, and I have them as supporters as well. We have to be able to communicate. So often we are in our corners with our boxing gloves on, and our country was built on innovation. We're not innovating when we are arguing or spewing anger. And this is fundamental. This has absolutely nothing to do with political parties. We need to have people listening to the taxpayer and then protecting the taxpayer. And honestly, I'm saddened by some of the things that I hear, and that's not exclusive to one party or the other. And so this is a big distinction. Also, as a clean elections candidate, I know that there is another clean elections candidate in this race. However, you will not see my list of endorsements from special interest groups. When I'm knocking on those doors, which I've done for over a year now, people say, my voice doesn't matter because it's all about special interest groups and big money. Well, I had the most number of votes, even more than the incumbent in the primary, and I spent the least amount of money because my time is spent with the taxpayer, the voter, not with special interest groups. I work for the District 9 voter. And so that is a huge distinction. There is autonomy and no strings attached. And people are confused by why would you not want to interview and get endorsements? Because I would be saying one thing and acting in another fashion. And we've seen that time and time again. I am walking the walk, literally.
So you did not, you're not searching for any kind of endorsements. You're not pushing for any.
Only the individual voter's endorsement. Mm-hmm. That's the trust, and that's my boss.
You mentioned also your other marquee issue being a small business person.
Economy.
About the economy.
Yes. So the economy is integral. You cannot separate education and economy from each other and be successful, because that is the foundation of what we run on as a community. So if we don't have engaged and educated citizenry, gainfully employed, then we can't do anything like the fundamental structure, fixing our roads, etc. And that is the purpose of government, is to actually do those fundamental things. And I think we've gotten quite distracted. I think we are spending a lot of money on bureaucracy. And no, I don't believe that raising taxes is the answer. It doesn't mean that we have to cut taxes either. I think that sometimes you take the situation and you analyze it as it is before you start jumping here, there, and everywhere. But it speaks to what motivates a person. Is my motivation to actually solve a problem? Yes. Is their motivation to further their resume or put another political feather in their cap? Perhaps. I will leave that up to the voter to decide, but I do believe that actions still speak louder than words.
You mentioned you've been going door to door. This campaign's been going on for a year already?
Over a year, since July. Goodness. Yes.
Yeah. So you've been meeting a lot of people and talking to independents, Republicans, Democrats.
Yes.
When you reflect on that time knocking on the doors and talking to people, what do you think the number one thing that they really have on their mind when you meet with them?
I do think it's the economy.
Do they talk about economic issues?
They do, but a lot of times they don't even necessarily understand the role of the state. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I'm hearing about the roads.
Yes, that's something I have seen over the years, that many people have no idea who their state representative, and they confuse U.S. Senate with state Senate, with Congress people with state representatives. So an education process is always in order, isn't it?
Well, yes. And just like a business person, you meet people where they're at, and then you look at what the goals are and you build strategies. What I do for a living with businesses, business to business as a graphic designer, is no different than what I'm doing as a candidate. So it really is an important step in what's needed, that and the teamwork aspect. So I'm also educating them when I see there's a need or a question because I mean this without being, disrespectful. There are a lot of very intellectual voters in District 9. I don't mean to be disrespectful at all. However, where the money comes from, where it goes through, the teamwork involved, and the other candidates that are on the Republican ticket, we do talk. We have that teamwork. So it's really important that if Pima County wants to be lifted up, that they're looking for that teamwork. So I'm, definitely, I've put out pictures to our other candidates. We have Shelley Kice. We have current Representative Ackerley and Margaret Burkholder, Pima County School Superintendent. Most people don't know what that is.
No, they don't.
the sheriff, everyone working together, city, county, and state, is our team. And please don't ignore the down ticket ballot.
Okay, Anna Henderson, and we can find out more about you on your website?
Yes, I'm at electhenderson.com and on Facebook if you want to see what's up and coming. And yes, if you have questions, feel free to call 520-225-7139, but leave a message. I almost always have that phone turned off while I'm having conversations face-to-face with voters.
All right, Anna, I'm a little bit over, but I know you've got a bunch of events coming up, so
I just go to Facebook. I'll let you have your time back. Okay. I so appreciate
Thank
this
you
opportunity.
Very much. Thanks,
Thank
Anna.
You.
All right, Buckmaster Show, coming up on 1247, Dr. Mark Sykes will be on the live line. He's over in Los Angeles. He's head of the Planetary Science Institute. We'll talk with him when we continue.
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control reminds you of their patented foaming treatment with an onomatopoeia poem. Termites, oh termites, why must you eat? The homes of Tucson shall not be your treat. Five-Star, will your foam help protect? It certainly will. Your walls will inject. Foaming your home will get rid of them snappy. Termites go away and our customers happy. Call 5-Star. That's 5-Star, 886-0045 and 5startermite.com.
We know what bugs you.
Gladiator battles, the 10 plagues, and a misfiring burning bush. See Epic Proportions, a comedy play presented by Arizona Repertory Theater. September 21st through October the 9th. Watch Benny and Phil, two brothers who go from epic film extras to star and director, and fall for the same woman behind the scenes. See tomorrow's stars today at Arizona Repertory Theater at the University of Arizona, the other wildcat sport. Visit theater.arizona.edu to get your tickets to this epic comedy, Epic Proportions, season sponsored by Chapman Automotive.
this year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective, featuring regional, national, and international news, local opinion, and views from top national columnists, business and technology news, auto reviews, books, and the box office, plus sports and a look back at the Old West. The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Firo Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Firo Mori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Firo Mori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Firo Mori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Firo Mori on the web at viroamori.com. Eight minutes until one on this Thursday afternoon. Stop by Green Things this weekend. I give them my highest recommendation if you need any kind of gardening supplies or beautiful plants, 3384 East River Road. They're doing another one of their Saturday-Sunday seminars, free seminars on gardening, 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. Go to greenthingsaz.com. Their fine website has all the information about this weekend's seminars. Check it out. Let's go now on the live line to Los Angeles, where Dr. Mark Sykes, who is CEO and director of the Planetary Science Institute, celebrating its 44th year as a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Dr. Sykes has been in meetings all day, but he was able to get away to join us for a couple of minutes. Dr. Sykes, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. We all have to have our priorities, and your show's right up there.
I hope everything went well for you. That's
oh, it's going well.
Good.
Going well.
Good. Osiris Rex, the U of A scientist leading that 7-year NASA mission to return a sample of an asteroid to Earth. I think they're still celebrating. The 1-week checkup came back, and things are going very smoothly.
It's terrific. It really is. PSI's got a bunch of scientists working on that project, you know, with our U of A colleagues, and so we're excited at the successful launch and look forward to its reaching Bennu and, you know, grabbing a sample.
It is a huge deal for Tucson, isn't it, to be a part of that?
It is. It is.
How about the information that came from your organization this week about the planet Mercury, still alive and, well, active, alive and well, I was going to say. Yeah, it's still there, but it's...
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, they discovered these kind of cliffs and scarps around the surface of Mercury, indicating that it was still cooling. Hmm. And so as it's cooling, it's shrinking. And the shrinking causes these rifts and things to arise. And so it was like a smoking gun that the surface of Mercury is still dynamic.
Was that a big surprise?
Well, we just didn't know. You know, it was something that was unconstrained. And so these measurements using messenger data, the satellite that was orbiting Mercury by NASA, was studied closely, and they found these effects, which indicated these processes were still going on today at Mercury.
Hey, if people want to get up at 3:30 in the morning tomorrow, I believe it is, it's the end of the Rosetta mission, correct?
It's a sad thing, but also a celebratory thing. I mean, it's lasted for, you know, darn near a decade, and been orbiting Karimov-Gerasimenko, studying it as it go through perihelion, which we've never seen before. It's been a very dramatic visit. And, you know, at first it sent down that lander, Philae, and Philae bounced on the surface instead of planting itself in there. Ended up in a crevice over by one of the lobes, in one of the lobes. And so it's nice that they've actually now imaged that lander before the spacecraft itself is brought down to the surface, and it won't be a crash. It's coming in at less than a meter per second, and so it'll be. But it's not really designed to do this, okay? And so whether we're going to get any kind of data back, you know, once it hits the ground, you know, we'll wait and see. You know, probably not, but we'll get some spectacular data, you know, before it impacts the surface, because it'll be seeing things in such close proximity. But it's been a spectacular mission. We've learned an awful lot about comets. And in fact, one of the things, I'll just put a little plug here, that based on the observations there, they're thinking that the comet is made up of pebbles, you know, that have been kind of, you know, put together. But these pebbles were themselves primordial. Hmm. And the interesting, you know, centimeter-sized primordial pebbles. Well, this is what I see in my comet trails. You know, these long airplane contrail things pushing a little ahead and behind the comet in their orbit. It looks like it's the escape of these primordial pebbles. So that's kind of fascinating for me personally, since I discovered trails as a graduate student at the university back in the 80s.
Mark Sykes with us, Dr. Mark Sykes from the Planetary Science Institute here in Tucson on the live line from Los Angeles. What'd you think of the SpaceX plan to, hey, let's have a party, get some people together and fly to the surface of Mars?
Well, you know, first of all, Bill, I am always in favor of having a party, okay? the second thing is that you know, I always loved Elon Musk's ambition, you know, but then there's the details. And, you know, but the details are worth looking at seriously, and which has really not been done. One of the major details, if you want to set up a colony on Mars, then you know, unless it's just going to be a retirement community, you know, and $200,000 a pop, maybe it will be primarily a retirement community. But if you want people to live there and build a society there and have kids, and you know, raise animals and chickens and things, then you need to understand whether or not that kind of earth life, including us, can live and reproduce in a Martian gravity, which is only about a third of the Earth. And you know, there's some research that suggests that maybe not. So it's something that we could do on our space station, or that somebody could on their space station, if they put in a centrifuge like the one that was canceled in 2006, run rats at different radius, you know, spin it up so they experience different gravities at different radius, and then, as you suggest, give them alcohol and party favors for a few years, and you know, see how they do. You know, but it's real basic science that is critical to understanding what are our limits as a species out in space. And so I applaud Elon for his vision, and but having been taught by nuns in my youth, you know, I'm all about homework, and so it's time to do the homework.
Yeah, we've all heard about the party bus. This would be the party rocket to Mars.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Mark Sykes, thank you very much. Hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Mark Sykes with us. Always fun. We talk space once a month. Dr. Sykes of the Planetary Science Institute, which is based here in Tucson with probably more PhDs under one roof than just about anywhere. But anyway, coming up this afternoon, we've got a couple of talented people under one roof. Mike Shaw and Ray Allen with 4 Tucson at 4. And then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson. And Christy Simone, I almost said Chris and Joe, but no, it's Christy Simone with the 3 hours tomorrow, Wake Up Tucson. My show, Buckmaster, with the police chief, Chris Magnus, tomorrow on our Friday Focus interview. On behalf of Mr. Ray Allen, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.